Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com. Are you tired of those Amazon packages being taken off your porch? Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. There is a new product out there made by Chamberlain Garage Door Openers that has found a solution for you. This new Wi-Fi-enabled battery backup garage door opener allows access by Amazon. That driver can open up your door, slide the package underneath, close it, and go off on their merry way, and your package is now inside your house. This is something that's really cool because now you've got a secure location for the package, and if you get the one with the Wi-Fi-enabled camera on it, you can actually have a picture of it taken and sent to your phone when the motion detector goes off. This is an amazing garage door. I just installed one this weekend, which you'll see on a future More Good Day Oregon segment, but more importantly, it's Wi-Fi-enabled. It'll tell me when the door's open, when it's closed, and I can even let someone in from anywhere in the world via Wi-Fi. And it's the quietest garage door opener I've ever seen in my life. Take a listen to Around the House with Eric G each weekend and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening. You should see my power bill. It went through the roof. Maybe it's because I'm home all day. Hey, this is Eric G with Around the House. There is some new technology out there that you can use in your home today that uses artificial intelligence, and it's called a home energy monitoring system. This system will sit there and dial in and figure out what every energy usage piece is within your home. It knows what the refrigerator is. It figures out where the lights are. It senses what each one of these things are and tells you how much energy each piece is using. What I love about it is I can actually sit there and look and see how much my old refrigerator in the garage is costing me to how much electric heat is as well. This can save you money because now you know where you're spending it, and more importantly, where you're wasting it. I'm Eric G with Around the House. Tune in every single weekend on the radio and check out the podcast. Thanks for listening to Around the House. It's nice not having to touch a light switch in my home. I can do it automatically. Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Today's technology tip is going to be a fun one because I really have been enjoying the Casita by Lutron. You know, you see Lutron switches out there. They're in almost every home improvement store. But the thing I like about these is you can run them with your Alexa-powered devices, or you can run them with the app. And that way, you have that smart home lighting solution that makes your life just a little bit easier. You don't have to touch light switches. You can create scenes. So when you go to dinner, it'll turn the dining room lights up. It'll turn the other lights down. Or if you say goodnight, it will turn all the lights down and leave the ones on that you want. That way you're saving energy and you have a consistent light every time you want it. And more importantly, you can even click on movie night when you want to watch that Netflix. Thanks for listening to Around the House with Eric G. Tune into the show every single weekend and make sure you listen to the podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Have a great week. It's a great Wednesday out there. Before you go out and buy that new smart home device, I want you to do some important research. Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Before you go buy that new toy to put in your home, I want you to go out and figure out what your smart home hub is going to be, because that is the brainchild of how everything's going to play together in your home. So before you go get that Ring doorbell or the Ecobee or whatever you're going to be doing for a thermostat, find what your smart home hub is going to be. Whether it's Samsung, whether it's Apple, whether it's Google, and the many others that are out there, make sure that they all play together, because these things don't. So design it around your hub first. That way you know you're getting the things that'll play together. Otherwise, you're just going to end up with a dozen apps on your phone, and you're going to have to go digging through it just to get that smart lock to work, the smart thermostat to work, and to turn your lights off. Figure out that hub first and build around it. Hey, I'm Eric G with Around the House. Tune in every weekend to the radio show or catch the podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening. There is one thing I bet you forgot in your bathroom remodel. Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. You know, with the toilet paper shortage, bidets have been something that has been very popular over the last number of years that we've been seeing in American bathroom. But if you're designing out that new bathroom, or maybe you're just going to remodel it, you want to make sure you're putting that outlet behind the toilet. Make sure you're following all your local electrical codes to make sure that you've got the right style of outlet for your safety. You don't want to make that a shocking experience. Now, one of those other things you should be thinking about too is when you're doing other projects around your house. Maybe if you're doing some exterior work, should you be putting in electrical outlets for the Christmas lights? Maybe they're on a switch that can be automated so it'll work with your phone or even your voice-activated assistant. These can be controlled from just about anywhere. Plus, it's going to save you a little bit of money. Don't forget those outlets. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you on Saturday on Around the House with Eric G. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.